what that means.
Thanksgiving time!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving Day!
Yay. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Guys, there's no Thanksgiving.
Turkey and potatoes.
Guys, that's Silent Night.
Squash and cranberry sauce.
Guys.
Happy Thanksgiving when it's Thursday.
Guys, this is wrong.
In late November, the turkey is sliced.
See, this is, guys, this is.
Happy Thanksgiving today.
Guys, there's no Thanksgiving song.
Happy Thanksgiving to Dad.
Thanks, Gramps.
I'm going to cut the turkey now.
All right. Great. Thanks, guys, for that. It's beautiful.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That was the Thanksgiving carol.
That was the Thanksgiving carol.
I sung that at church all growing up. Man.
Brings back memories.
Reminds really? Me of Pastor Tom.
Pastor Tom?
Yeah.
Pastor
really?
Tom.
Pastor Tom.
Did he write that carol? Because it's clearly...
No, it was in the hymnal.
Oh.
The Jesus hymnal.
Oh.
Jesus wrote it.
Jesus wrote
did you,
the hymnal.
Did you
Thanksgiving
ever,
song.
Did you ever
because Thanksgiving is specifically an American holiday.
Yeah.
And
you saying that Jesus...
Jesus, the prophet Hebrew, also wrote the turkey song, though. The prophet Hebrew?
They had a lot of turkeys in Jerusalem.
Yep. Back when Chris Columbus was sailing the ocean blue, 1492.
I mean,
Jesus.
It's a long time ago, but yeah, they were thankful.
Thank God.
Jesus was at the same time as Christopher Columbus.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to the Scheid Show.
Welcome.
I'm Gregory Hoyt. I'm alongside Brian Gerard. And
I'm Robert Scheid.
Oh, Robert's here this week.
Oh, nice of you to join us this
guys,
this week,
I've been
Robert.
Here every good, single week.
Good work.
Good work.
Every
finally.
Episode.
Finally shows up.
This at coming from the two last. People. The two yeah. people who have actually missed episodes.
No, I've never missed an episode.
Never won.
No. Happy Thanksgiving, well, though. For
happy
real.
Thanksgiving.
I'm pumped.
Are
I have,
you?
There's a couple. I mean, first of all, Thanksgiving already.
Hang on one second.
2010, where did you go? Why is time so merciless with us?
It just keeps going.
It marches on into infinity.
Going. Forever and ever.
Father Time.
Yes?
Dear Father.
Hello.
Dear Father Time.
I am not busy. Come inside. Take a seat.
Father, why? Why do you treat us with such disrespect and keep ticking along? Tick, 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 ticking along and making us older and nary or once wiser.
Well, I don't like you. That's the main reason. You hear my pet clock? I taught him to say things like that. Oh, I love that particular father. Phrase.
Oh, Father.
You know, we're only here for a very short...
On this
blink
earth.
Of an eye.
It's yeah. a little visit. We're just on a little visit.
That's what Thanksgiving's about. Thanksgiving is about taking a peekaboo at your life.
And being like, man, I'm alive. I got some people
thankful.
Around me. I'm thankful about
Let's
it.
Eat.
Let's go around the room.
Okay.
Greg,
okay.
we'll start with you.
Yeah. Okay. Greg, are you a turkey or a ham guy?
Well,
wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that
are we talking
question
food or are we talking thankful?
I don't know. What are we talking about?
I was going to say, what are we thankful for?
Oh.
I think it'd be nice to go around and give
well,
thanks.
I'm kind of disappointed. I wanted to figure out if you guys are
turkey
or ham.
This
I
evening.
Yeah, well.
I feel like it's an evening show. Because
is this an evening
when
show?
I think of Thanksgiving, I kind of it has an evening feel.
Yeah.
Really?
Do you agree?
Thanksgiving
to me is an all-day feel. Like, yeah. I literally, it's like one of those days that I have yeah. I have a feeling and an emotion
mm-hmm.
for every corner of the
mm-hmm.
of that day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though Father Time likes to just keep ticking mm-hmm. forward on that day. Mm-hmm. It yeah. is also one of those one days out of the year that actually seems to slow down a minute.
That's what I'm saying. That's why, yeah. to me, it has an evening feel because
football
there's sort of
game
like a...
Is on.
Yeah, there's
that's
maybe even some
thing.
Christmas music infiltrating the house.
And the smells just all day. Just wonderful smells.
I'll say to you this.
What's that?
Christmas, to me, is more of a morning holiday.
No, well, I know we're going to talk
M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G.
About this when we get to... Hopefully not morning. Who
M-O-R-N-I-N-G.
Did you kill?
Every year we slaughter our pet. our yearly pet gets slaughtered.
It's like having a pig, but it's a cat.
Longfellow is going away this year.
Longfellow, man, he wronged me.
Greg, go grab Longfellow and a cat. We're gonna cook him up and make Longfellow soup.
Sure, Dad. Is Stop everything crying. Okay? You sound odd this
morning. Just go get Longfellow, and we'll.
It's been his year.
It's his year. Time to move on.
It's morning time.
Anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I mean, it's a great day. It's all week long. Everyone should be thinking about what they are thankful for.
An American holiday.
And I'll tell you that the American media is forcing us to think about what we're thankful for. So
I don't even listen to the news anymore because it enrages me.
You get so enraged by the American media. I know.
Well, okay, let's actually do what you were suggesting. Go around the table
to
and figure out what, turkey or ham.
Oh, yes.
Wait,
turkey or
are
ham.
We doing that? Are we doing what are we thankful for?
Yeah, that's what he said. That's
turkey
what Brian
or
said.
Ham.
Turkey or ham.
I like both. Back in the day, I would have said exclusively turkey.
What's the tradition? Do you guys have both?
No.
For your family, like that
maybe,
kind of a thing.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. I'm out here. I haven't been home for Thanksgiving for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true. Actually, I was home last year.
So you're
amazing.
A liar. Wow, that's good.
Man,
that's amazing.
God.
You just ripped those lies out.
I was really depressed last year, so I went home for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
And it lifted my spirits, I have to say. Being around family.
I went home for Thanksgiving last
year. That's right.
And it had been years since I had been home for Thanksgiving.
Were you clinically depressed as well, or were you just looking to go home?
It was more of a surprise, and it was a surprise to the family. But
that's kind of
clinically depressed.
That's kind of ghetto. Like your big surprise is, "Hey, I'm here."
They were actually really happy.
It's not ghetto, Greg, but it's incredibly selfish.
It's wicked selfish.
It's pretty narcissistic, actually.
Guys, this wasn't my Christmas gift.
Happy Thanksgiving! I'm here! Did you do the fake phone call where you were like pretending you were bummed out, talking with everyone, and really you were outside the door, and then you came bashing through the door like the Kool-Aid guy?
Oh, yeah! No, I did not do that.
Oh, yeah!
You guys are lucky. You know why? I'm here. Hello!
I didn't say it like that. It wasn't like, this is my Christmas and birthday gifts for you guys. I'm here.
Me being here.
No, that's not how it was.
I do that.
Did you put a soundtrack on?
I did have some angels sing when I came in. I hired them.
I do that sometimes, though. I'll go home and I'll put on the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then walk through the door.
And be like, I'm home, and that is everyone's present. I will be in the chair, ready to receive presents from you.
What? You didn't know I was going to be here?
You're not prepared?
I'll give you 2 hours to go out and buy me a gift.
I'll be here in the chair.
I will still be holding vigil in the chair, holding steadfast in the chair.
So,
in the chair.
Greg, what are you thankful for?
Oh, God.
I know.
Now let's not get emotional.
No, I'm not emotional.
Let's just keep it surface.
Okay.
Let's not let our listeners
We're going to make it very superficial.
I'd like to keep it very surface.
Let's not be honest with our listeners about what we're actually thankful for.
I'd like to show any level of authenticity or emotion
to our listeners.
I'm thankful for photographs of Abraham Lincoln. Then there you go.
Oh yeah. See, that's boring. Great.
No. See, I thought we were being superficial.
What am I thankful for? You're going to sleep?
I think so.
What, did you eat too much turkey?
Just let him sleep. Okay. I'm thankful when Brian goes to sleep.
Me too.
Because then we don't have to listen to him anymore.
I'm thankful when Brian's nowhere near me in my life. I feel like a huge weight lifted from my shoulders.
I'm thankful for letting all of this out. I really hate Brian.
Me too.
Like, you know how the word hate
really
means dislike with the intent to kill?
Yeah.
I actually hate Brian.
You really do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't know that was the definition of hate.
Yeah, it's a very strong word.
Dislike the intent.
He's still asleep.
Dislike with the intent to kill.
Intent to kill.
I feel that way about Brian.
Yeah, so do I.
I hate him, too.
I think there are a lot of people who hate him.
I do.
What are you guys talking about?
Oh,
hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
So you're taking a cat nap.
Yeah, we're just talking about what we're thankful for.
Oh.
We're thankful for you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How about you?
Somewhat thankful for you.
What do you think? Well, do you want me to answer what I'm thankful for?
I guess.
I'm bored by myself. I am thankful for life.
That's good.
Okay, that's it.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Very superficial.
Thanks. Robert, what are you thankful for?
No, thanks. You took the big one.
Yeah. I took the overarching umbrella answer.
I'll go.
Thankful for existence.
There you go. So you're thankful for life. You're thankful for existence. I'm thankful that there's finally proof that there's water on the moon. That's what I'm thankful for. It's been a big year, and I am giving thanks and raising. I am raising arms to water on the moon, mm-hmm. and that there's another planet Earth around the corner.
Yeah.
And that probably within our lifetime, we will be able to pay 25 pence mm-hmm. and hop on a trolley, mm-hmm. and we'll be catapulted into another universe, yep. and we'll go check out another planet.
Space
and,
trolley.
And Greg should be happy to know that NASA has just set aside like $500 million or something towards travel to Mars.
Good.
So you know.
Good.
Moving in that direction.
Good. About time.
This NASA that you think, I know it's nothing, but this NASA that you think is asleep at the wheel.
They're absolutely asleep at the wheel. Are you kidding me?
We can't get into this.
No, no. Let me say something.
For Thanksgiving.
Is there...
You need to preface it. You need to make it fit into the Thanksgiving theme if you want to talk about it.
Okay, here's my toast.
Go.
Yes. Here's my toast.
We're toasting.
Here's my toast this year.
This Thanksgiving year. Gregory Hoyt.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. I before we dig into this bountiful feast, I just want everyone to know that I have a toast.
Oh, good.
I would just like to say thank you to everyone for being here. I love you. Mm. And I don't know if you heard.
What's that?
But they found water on the moon.
Ah, yes. Yes, we did.
Okay, everyone heard that.
Yes.
And they also found...
Ain't that some bitch?
Earth, Dad, please. They also found Earth 2, 20 light years away. Did everyone hear that?
Wow.
Did everyone hear that?
I did. I'm not,
you heard of that, okay.
Grandpa.
Earth 2. Everyone heard that. Now, I just want to say that at some point, do we all remember the time when we were told in, like, science class and by the government that wherever there is water,
yeah.
there is life. Do we all remember that?
Cousin Greg.
Yeah.
Is this what you're thankful for?
This is a toast. Oh. Shut up!
Oh, sorry. I'm just not sure how
to... Do we or do we not remember where there is water, there is life? That is a quote.
Yeah, kind of do.
All right, I just want to say it's bullshit, okay?
Okay, all right.
Happy Thanksgiving. Cheers.
Cheers.
Pastor Jack,
I just
cheers.
Cheers. I just want to say I'm thankful for our food and friends and family and neighbors.
Where there is water, there is life.
We got that, Greg. Your toast is done.
Do you guys like Thanksgiving? Like, is it a good? Do you get?
How do you
excited?
Think Richard Branson celebrates Thanksgiving?
What, probably by
he shoots a turkey into outer space. Outer space or orbit
to Earth 2. He sends a turkey.
That's how he cooks it.
He sent a turkey telegram to Earth 2.
When the turkey's coming, re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, it gets cooked. Mm-hmm. That's
but he
it
has
cooked.
Direct parabolic like coordinates, basically just he zoned has, into his table.
And so it's all there. Tied into one of those turkey timers so that when it pops out of the actual turkey, you know, the little nub that pops out, then it falls out of the orbital descent.
Yeah, and lands on his dining room table.
Man.
He does whatever he wants. He answers to any question. Stuff. Any well, question that starts with, what do you think Richard Branson does in regards to X? My answer is, anything he wants.
Okay, what about Oprah? What is Oprah doing on this fine Thanksgiving?
Well, she probably is feeding a million people.
Probably.
Something crazy.
But what's she actually Oprah-esque. Doing on the
what
day?
Is she?
What do you mean? That's pretty self...
No. She's not showing up and giving out a million.
Her money is, which is still awesome.
It's
still awesome.
Yeah, no.
But
what is she doing?
She.
How is she spending the day?
She's sitting at the table.
Where is Gail?
Watching Gail bake pies.
So wait. That's all day.
While she carves
another pie, Gail.
Gail is
make another pie.
Oh, you like my pie, don't you, Oprah?
I want another one.
Mm.
I'm not even going to eat it. I just want to look at it.
Very well, then.
Meat pie, spinach pie, apple potato pie.
Make a key lime pie.
Pumpkin pie.
Mm.
Lemon meringue pie.
I am a big pie fan.
Love pies. So what is much. Your favorite pie?
Strawberry rhubarb, hands down.
Gross.
Don't you even...
What's yours,
brother?
Lemon meringue.
What's mine? Apple.
It's because you're, that's what you are.
Vintage American.
That's right.
You're
back
apple
to basics.
Pie. You are whole milk.
Fuck yeah.
You are peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah,
sandwiches.
You took it right out of my mouth.
Oh my
Whoa.
God.
What? Just karate chopped my cord.
Oh. Unbelievable.
Lemon meringue is, how can you not like lemon meringue?
Do you guys
no,
like
No, lemon meringue is good, but guys,
come on.
Strawberry rhubarb, phenomenal.
You're disgusting.
What is wrong with you
that
people?
That is, I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
It's
just give
German.
Me your pie.
What do you expect?
It is not a German
it
food.
It basically looks like human meat that you're eating. So I should assume that this German psychopath likes
okay.
that.
What about cherry pie? That's also vintage Americana.
I love cherry pie.
Okay. It looks that looks like
no.
human innards.
No. Cherry cream pie.
Cherry cream pie.
Cherry cream.
I love busting a cherry pie with cream.
Can I ask a question?
That's
can I ask you guys a question?
Very appropriate
please?
For Thanksgiving. Yes.
We have Christmas.
Yes, we do.
We have New Year's. We have Thanksgiving. We have Halloween. We have 4th of July. Those are like the big five, right?
Flag Day is pretty big.
Yeah, shut up. That's like the big five of holidays throughout the year.
Easter?
Hold on.
No, let's not talk about Easter.
Okay.
Easter
doesn't
five.
Fit into your.
New Year's.
Whatever you're about to say.
From New Year's, you go to 4th of July.
Yeah.
There's really nothing in between
right.
there.
Right.
Easter.
No, it's just a war of attrition in between New Year's and 4th of July. Oh. Easter. Okay. What are you, big fucking Easter parties?
President's
come
Day?
No, come on. Just,
huge.
Let's just
so
okay.
New Year's, 4th
of
July, Halloween,
Halloween,
Thanksgiving,
Christmas. So those are the big five.
Run together at the end there, don't we?
It's just a sure, celebration yeah. It's at just the end like, of the year. Yeah, it's like
okay.
an end of year festival. Out of those
yes.
five, where does Thanksgiving fall? Robert?
Ranking-wise?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
1 through 5, 1 being the best, 5 being the worst.
I would say it is number... Oh, when it's with family, it's number 2.
Okay, and when it's not?
When it's not with family, it's... God, with those, I'd say it's still probably number 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so 2 or 3. Brian?
In order, I'm going to give you 1 through 5 right now.
Go.
Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
See,
even with or without family?
Yep.
Okay.
Wow.
4th of July.
Yeah.
Halloween, New Year's.
Wow.
I'd put Halloween
New Year's is a
at
bust
the bottom
every
for
time.
Me.
Go with your gut here. Halloween's the...
Yeah.
You
if
go
I'm putting
with,
it
go
in...
Go with your full
My thing
lineup.
As well. Christmas.
Everybody's number one.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. 4th of July. No. Thanksgiving, New Year's. 4th of July... And Halloween at the bottom.
Really?
What do you do on New Year's?
Yeah, New Year's
Tell me,
Macy's.
Please enlighten me as to what New Year's is all about.
New Year's for me has been, for a longest time, just spending the time with family. We stay up, we eat, like the whole night we're eating these like homemade hors d'oeuvres. It's
uh-huh.
just like an hors d'oeuvre meal.
Yep.
We have a great meal during the day, and then the next day afterwards we have another really good meal. So
right.
it's about eating,
Food.
Hanging out, watching movies, playing games, but it's just...
Family.
And in the past, I've gone and done some things. Like for Millennium, I was actually in London under Big Ben
wow.
when it struck, which was amazing.
So I was watching you thinking, I'm glad I'm not in London. There's
yes.
going to be a nuclear explosion.
And I was like, I'm out here experiencing life.
And I was like, I'm living a life of fear from
so,
the Pleasant Valley Road.
Is that where you were at the Millennium?
At 2000, yeah.
yeah.
Me and Swarsa and my sister and Swarsa's sister had this huge party. That was actually the last good New Year's that I've had was 10 years ago,
yeah.
sadly. We had a fucking blowout at my parents' house. Blowout.
Mm.
Probably 200 people at my parents' house just mm. getting crazy.
Doing so it. So what's your order?
My order is Easter. No, my order is Christmas.
Yeah. Getting tricky.
It is tricky.
That number 2
I mean,
spot
yeah,
is very tricky.
I think it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, even
yeah.
even with or without family. With family, Thanksgiving arguably
but
is
I don't
right
know,
there
I,
with
Thanksgiving. I love that time. Like that
yeah.
whole just Wednesday, that weekend,
yeah.
that Thanksgiving
yeah.
weekend to me is such a unique succession of days.
Yeah, because everyone agrees.
I feel like that there's an agreement where everyone just dials it
yeah,
back
yeah, mm.
across the board and
definitely.
It's understood.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, could you imagine if we could have this kind of agreement?
This energy.
This
shift.
Energy.
Same with Christmas, though, I feel.
Yeah.
Somewhat all the time.
Yeah, Christmas.
I'll create that, certainly.
Way.
But the only thing with the Thanksgiving that makes it cool, too, is that everyone, like, that's not a denominational thing. That's not a religious thing. So it's like the whole country is celebrating Thanksgiving, right? Essentially.
The country is. Yeah.
So Christmas, there are even, you know, everyone knows.
Unless
mostly.
You're a Native American, and then you might see that Thanksgiving is more of a mockery of what actually
took
place.
Well, that's a different show. That's a different show.
Oh, okay.
We're celebrating.
Okay. Oh, it. Sure. Yeah.
So I would go Christmas, Thanksgiving.
We're celebrating American independence here, Robert. Mm-hmm. I would like for you to keep what America does wrong.
Wait, no. This is not American independence. That's 4th of July.
I would do Christmas, Thanksgiving. I think 4th of July, and then Halloween, and then New Year's.
Really? So New Year's is at your bottom?
Mm-hmm. I just told you, the last time I had a good time on New Year's Eve was 10 years ago.
Okay. And a good time means I don't go out and have crazy parties.
No, you know what?
Like,
it's smart that you did that. It's smart that you set up something where you're just connecting with family for New Year's. I've been chasing the dream.
Oh. Of finding the perfect New Year's night. That's so hard to do.
And it used to – but see, now let me tell you this. Back when I was in college and high school and even just after college when my sister and I had this giant party, New Year's would probably have been number two for me.
Wow, yeah.
Because I was having the best New Year's ever.
Mm.
It was all like just – total madness, total fun with friends.
Doing
and
keg stands and shots of tequila and ripping it up, blowing it up.
After spending time with my family. Like we would spend time and then it'd be like, all right, everyone go off to your respective parties. But I think it's smart. This year, I'm going to spend New Year's with my family.
So is it surprising or something that we should just note that all of our number ones and twos pretty much revolved around family?
Mm-hmm.
Did
you say I hate?
No, he's about to cry. it's kind of a nice thing, huh, guys?
No,
Robert,
it shows, you know, it shows what's important.
Well, at different ages, too. Because when you were in college, it was more about that
get away.
Stand.
Let me get away. Yeah. Let me get away from my family. That's all, you know, that's always the deal.
It always comes back around.
What does that even mean?
Yeah.
That's a very vague comment.
Comes back around to what?
What goes around comes back around.
I've heard that phrase before. But how are you using it in this context?
Power of two equals the many of one.
Stop it with the math.
I don't even know what that even supposed to mean.
Well.
What are you guys doing for Thanksgiving this year?
Celebrating.
I have no plans. I'm looking for somewhere to go.
Brian, come here for a second.
Well,
don't tell Greg about the dinner that we're having.
I can hear you in the headphones, even if you're whispering.
No, I don't. Robert.
Yeah.
Robert.
Yeah.
I would like for Greg not to find out about the dinner we're having.
That's what I'm
right here.
He's fishing for an invite. So no, for real. What are you guys doing for real?
No.
For real, be honest with me. Yeah. I can hear you. I can tell that you have something planned. So just tell me I'd like to do it.
The last few years for Thanksgiving, I volunteer.
Ooh, let's save the world.
You feel bad, Greg.
I do.
That's how you respond to feeling guilty.
Can I help you this year?
No, because you're an asshole.
Why?
Because you would take the food and eat it in front of the person instead of giving it to them.
Oh, I want to go. I want to volunteer.
That's pretty cool,
I'll sign you up. I think that...
Who are you doing that with?
I do it within an organization here in Los Angeles.
Didn't you and Hutch do that last year?
Yep.
I wasn't invited. What are you doing?
Well, now I feel bad.
What are you doing?
I go and I shoot the homeless.
Wait a minute. With what? A film camera or a gun?
No. I call them.
Call?
Call, yeah. It's when the population gets too high. You have to go out and call them.
They're not deer.
Wait. Yes, there's an actual season for it.
Homeless hunting season?
Yeah, you have to get a license.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
You get a nickel? Can I borrow a nickel?
You actually set up it's called a nickel trap. And you put a nickel, you have it hanging from a string.
Oh, is that right?
No, this is horrible. No, I don't. No, I don't know.
What are you doing?
Probably.
Are you going back
to
Germany?
No.
Colorado?
No. Not this year.
No?
not this
it
year.
Is the, no. It is by far the worst weekend to do any sort of traveling.
I know. It's pretty
is horrible. That right?
Oh, it it's
is.
The worst.
Everybody tries to travel. Worst. It's that whole thing about get out. And then, on top of that, you have...
Everyone's running to get to their families.
This is when you have the crazy storms that tend to hit out of nowhere. Yeah, so all the airports, you know, you're flying somewhere. Good luck going through Chicago.
Right.
Your favorite city.
I hate Chicago.
And then the eastern seaboard also tends to get shut down because of one...
That's right. One giant superstorm.
Superstorm hits.
I had a good time a couple of years ago, like 3 years ago, trying to get back east to Boston. And I got trapped in Salt Lake City in this junk. You were trapped. We were talking on the phone. You
19
were
hours it took
19 me. Hours God. It took you to get home.
And so
it took me, I think, did I beat you? Was it longer for me or
well,
shorter?
What I ended up doing is I went from Burbank. I left Burbank. And then we didn't have enough fuel to go across the country, so we landed in Vegas.
Which is great planning, by the way, on the airline industry.
Excuse me, passengers. We just need to check to see, did anybody bring any extra fuel? Because we
airline,
don't
airplane
have
fuel, or car fuel?
It has to be airplane fuel.
I got a lot of car fuel in my luggage, but no airplane fuel.
Okay. Could somebody else, anybody else out there?
I have some butane.
No, butane is not going to work. How did you get through screening with that?
I'm using my Bunsen burner to do some experiments.
Listen, ma'am, could you please pipe down? We're trying to find
okay, sure, but do you want my butane?
No, no butane. We're looking for jet fuel.
Anybody? I got some ethanol made out of corn syrup.
Sir, no ethanol, please.
Let me get my corn stalk out of my carry-on luggage.
No, please, sir, sit down.
I use a Bunsen burner to heat it up.
Sir, please sit down.
Oh, yes, that's fine. If you would like to use the Bunsen burner, we could make some ethanol of you.
Ma'am, please do not let me... I'm not going to call the air marshals to have them to control the situation. Just sit down, please.
I'm the air marshal.
Yeah.
I have a rifle.
Yes, I know.
So, should I shoot the rifle out the back of the plane?
Please.
And maybe the kickback will give us some extra time in the air?
No, please, sir, do not. We just need some jet fuel. Anyone?
All right, I'm going to go back to the restroom.
Thank you.
Let me know if any terrorists pop up.
Yeah, thanks for blowing your disguise there.
Oh, should I put the mustache back on?
I think that's pointless at this point.
Okay. Can somebody get the door?
Sir, it's right in front of you.
I'll grab it.
So then once we refueled in Burbank, in Las Vegas, we went from there, and the weather was so bad in Massachusetts that we had to land in New York City.
Oh, that's right. And around this time, when Brian gets to New York City, is when I'm arriving at LAX to leave. So he's already 12 hours into his trip.
Wow.
I'm then at LA, New York, and they literally get us off the plane. They're like, well, we don't know when you're going to get into Boston.
You're here now.
You're here now, so it's close, but Boston's totally snowed in. Mm. So I'm like, all right, well, my luggage will get there, whatever. So I go down to a rent-a-car place, and I was like, I'm going to rent a car and just drive one way back to my folks' house. I pull out my license, and I realize that the license I have has expired.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
So the guy at Hertz was like, I was like, it's a valid license. He's like, I understand. It's a valid license. It's expired. I can't rent you a car. I said, you don't understand. I need to get to Worcester, Massachusetts.
Suddenly you're in Home Alone, too.
You are. Planes, trains, and automobiles.
Yeah, he goes, I'm sorry, sir, but you don't have a valid license. I can't rent you a car.
Wow.
Fine. Fine, I don't need a car anyway. I don't want a car. Uh-huh. It's a good thing. Anyway, because I'd rather be on a train. I'm now going to go get a train.
Perfect.
So I leave JFK and I hop on a train and I go into Manhattan.
Awesome. Suddenly you're in New York City.
All of a sudden, bam, I'm in the middle of Manhattan. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, now what? Now I got to try to find a train to Worcester. Well, there are no trains going to Worcester.
Because it snowed in.
But there's a train going to leave for Boston in like 3 hours.
Oh, cool.
So I hop on that train.
Yeah.
A train from New York to Boston takes about 6 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's a big thing.
So I take...
It's stopping all
the time. Because it does all these
it's not an express.
No. This
every
one
town,
wasn't.
Every
this
town.
One
wasn't. There aren't really any expresses.
There's an Acela Express that goes from New York to Boston, but it's still
that's
4 hours.
That's still five, yeah.
I
four,
think
five.
three hours, 4 hours. So I take it, hop on that train, go into Boston, and then wait to hop on another train to go from Boston back into Worcester.
Now they're running those trains in the snow.
By the time I get, once they it wasn't a bad enough storm where the trains stopped service.
Yeah,
trains were the only things moving. Yeah, buses weren't really doing anything. Obviously, the planes were grounded.
Right.
Trains were the only thing that was happening. So by the time I got to my parents' door, I literally, it was 7 p.m. because I took the red eye out of Burbank. So it was like 7 or 8 where I left my apartment. And I got into my parents' house about 20 hours later.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I had a very similar experience where I was in Salt Lake City. I remember I got delayed in Salt Lake City for like, it must have been 12 hours myself just being there. And they started telling me, well, we can get you a hotel room. And this is like the day before Christmas Eve or something like that. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna be the guy that's here for when you call my name for standby.
And that never happened.
Say my name.
12 hours later.
Oh.
It happened. And I
say my name. Say my name. It's Ricky. Gonna buy. Say my name.
No, actually, that's not my name.
Ricky?
That's not my name.
It's not my
name. Not my
name.
My name.
Was it romantic being on those trains? Like with the snow and everything? Did you have a fun time? Were you like, because that's something that you wouldn't normally do.
It was poetry in motion.
That's pretty awesome.
It was really pretty awesome.
I wish we had more train lines in America.
Trains,
high speed.
Trains.
That's a whole other
show.
Trains are my favorite form of transportation, and I would love to talk about trains.
Me too.
We'll talk about them one time.
I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving everybody. For real, everybody.
Eat your turkey or your ham.
I'm thankful for the Shide Show.
I'm
thankful
too.
For all of our listeners.
Thankful for our listeners. I'm thankful for you guys being here and pointing at Greg. Kind of pointing at Brian.
Yeah. I'm even thankful for Chicago because it gives me ammunition of just stuff to make fun of.
Okay.
But I'd like to extend
the last part on.
I'd like to extend warm holiday wishes to Chicago,
That's awesome.
The wonderful people of Chicago.
Good job, Greg.
Who I appreciate and love,
like RT.
I'd
like to also extend warm welcoming holiday wishes to Halliburton and all their family.
Oh man, yeah, Halliburton. Thanks for getting it right in 2010.
You know, Blackwater.
Yeah, you guys too. Right there.
Thank Halliburton for being a part of the fact that the Gulf of Mexico oil spill is something
BP,
that they knew about
home
and
run.
They could have avoided, so I want to thank them for
way
that.
Way to use bad cement.
Yep.
If you're going to do something, just use the bad cement.
Like that's the better, you know, might as well get it out of the way so you got the good cement just in
the
case
way to go.
Something
just
really bad
keep
happens.
That good cement just in case we need to build some barriers for the wars that we're going to begin.
Exactly.
Because we're Halliburton.
So that's it. On behalf of Robert and Gregory, I am Brian.
And I'm biting on my tongue, and I keep stalling and keeping it together. People around gotta find something to say now. Holding back every day the same. Don't wanna be a loner. Listen to me, no, I never say anything at all. But with nothing to consider, they forget my name. They call me help. They call me.